Going downstairs to the video. Man, I'm so happy with my question. Dude, he so fucking smashed Liberty. It was hilarious. Oh my god. Yes, I got so many freaking dirty looks. Man. Alright.
Isn't very difficult to understand, to even make sense of it. You know, why would a person even try, for that matter? But you, interestingly enough, you finished your lecture with quantum strangeness, which in fact is the same problem for scientists as the Trinity is for believing Christians who have a need to understand. Just making that comment, I spent most of my life being an atheist or non-believer in that sense, and I've seen the world through that lens, and I understand the logic of it, and so on. When I became a believer, I also noticed that the same world out there was being viewed through a different metaphysical lens, and I would suggest to you that there's a birth as well for metaphysical reality. You can shift up and look through faith, or you can shift down and look through human intelligence or human understanding, call it reason or intuition or whatever. But I would call to your attention that there is a whole new reality that comes. It's not supernatural in the sense, but it's a shift in understanding.
Yes. I think that's a very interesting point, and I can answer it with reference to how you began, which was the comparison between quantum theory, which is deeply mysterious, and the mystery of the Trinity, and you implied that there's a sort of comparability between those, that they are both deeply mysterious, so why should one prefer one over the other? The answer to that is actually very simple. Quantum theory yields experimental predictions which have been verified to an accuracy, number of decimal places, so accurate that the great theoretical physicist Richard Feynman compared it to the accuracy of predicting the width of North America to the accuracy of the width of one human hair. That is why quantum theory has to be taken seriously. And it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, but it's one can take in one's stride because of the brilliance of the experimental verification. It doesn't matter that quantum theory is so mysterious that, as Feynman himself once said, if you think you understand quantum theory, you don't understand quantum theory. It is true that the human mind, and I believe the reason is that the human mind evolved in Middle World, where the strangeness of quantum theory never impinged upon human life. It is true that the human mind cannot grasp, cannot visualize, cannot imagine the assumptions that quantum theory needs to make. But human physicists doing experiments can verify the predictions of quantum theory to an accuracy which is utterly stupefying and which leaves one in no doubt that in some sense quantum theory must be right. Nothing remotely like that could ever be claimed for the doctrine of the Trinity, nor, by the way, is the doctrine of the Trinity anything like so interestingly mysterious as quantum theory.